And the next two poems are from Ashbery's Self-Portrait in a Convex Mirror, winner, printed first in 1975. The first poem is, "As You Come From the Holy Land." As you come from the Holy Land of Western New York State, where the graves all write in their brushings. I'm sorry, I have to start that one again. As you come from the Holy Land of Western New York State, where the graves all write in their bushings, was there a note of panic in the late August air? Because the old man had peed in his pants again? Was there turning away from the late afternoon glare, as though it too could be wished away? Was any of this present? How could this be? The magic solution to what you are in now, whatever has held you motionless like this so long through the dark season, until now the women come out in navy blue and the worms come out of the compost to die. It is the end of any season. You were reading there so accurately, sitting, not wanting to be disturbed, as you come from that holy land. What other signs of the earth's dependency were upon you? What fixed sign at the crossroads? What lethargy in the avenues, where all is said in a whisper? What tone of voice among the hedges? What tone under the apple trees? The numbered land stretches away, and your house is built tomorrow, but surely not before the examination of what is right and what will befall, and not before the census and the writing down of names. Remember, you are free to wander away as from other times, other scenes that were taking place, the history of someone who came too late. The time is ripe now, and the adage is hatching as the seasons change and tremble. It is finally as though that thing of monstrous interest were happening in the sky, but the sun is setting and prevents you from seeing it. Out of the night, the token emerges, its leaves like birds alighting all at once under a tree, taken up and shaken again, put down in weak rage, knowing as the brain does it can never come about. Not here, not yesterday in the past, only in the gap of today, filling itself as emptiness is distributed in the idea of what time it is when that time is already past. The One Thing That Can Save America, also in John Ashbery's Self-Portrait in a Convex Mirror. The one thing that can save America. Is anything central? Orchards flung out on the land, urban forests, rustic plantations, knee-high hills. Are place names central? Elm Grove, Adcock Corner, Stony Brook Farm. As they concur with a rush at eye level, beating themselves into eyes which have had enough, thank you, no more, thank you, and they come on like scenery mingled with darkness, the damp plains, overgrown suburbs, places of known civic pride, of civic obscurity. These are connected to my version of America, but the juice is elsewhere. This morning, as I walked out of your room after breakfast, cross-hatched with backward and forward glances, backward into light, forward into unfamiliar light, was it our doing? And was it the material, the lumber of life or of lives we were measuring, counting? A mood so soon to be forgotten in crossed girders of light, cool downtown shadow in this morning that has seized us again? I know that I braid too much but my own snapped-off perception of things as they come to me. They are private and always will be. Where then are the private turns of event? destined to boom later like golden chimes released over a city from the highest tower. The quirky things that happen to me, and I tell you, and you instantly know what I mean? What remote orchard reached by winding roads hides them? Where are those roots? It is the lumps and trials that tell us whether we shall be known and whether our fate can be exemplary like a star. All the rest is waiting for a letter that never arrives day after day, the exasperation until finally you have ripped it open not knowing what it is. The two envelope halves lying on a plate, the message was wise and seemingly dictated a long time ago. Its truth is timeless, but its time has still not arrived, telling of danger and the mostly limited steps that can be taken against danger, now and in the future, in cool yards, in quiet small houses in the country, our country, in fenced areas, in cool, shady streets.